Gautrain workers affiliated with the National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa have downed tools indefinitely due to discontent around the operator's revised wage hike offer of 4.1%. Kesige Nayaga, who's spokesperson for the operator, joins us on the line now with more of the detail. Thanks so much, Kesige, for your time this evening. So right at the top, are you refusing to engage with workers at this stage? Some of the talk has been that management had issued an ultimatum that it would implement the wage increase for its members despite the parties not having signed to any agreement.
So good evening and thank you very much for the opportunity. I have to reject that allegation by NUMSA. We have in fact been negotiating with NUMSA, and negotiations commenced early in August this year. Unfortunately, wage negotiations did deadlock because what has been demanded by the union is far apart from what the company is able to offer at this point in time.
Okay, so let's draw that out a little bit. Where do those demands sit and how far apart are you from them?
So the offer by the company, the initial offer by the company was for 2.2%. This was rejected by NUMSA. The initial offer tallied 30%. Sorry, the initial demand was equated to 30%. They then revised the demand, and the current demand that we have on the table is for 26%. So as you can see, we are quite far apart in terms of what we are offering as a company and what NUMSA is demanding as the union.
So what next at this stage? Because one assumes that employees downing tools will have implications for your ability to operate smoothly, to operate efficiently, just as we try and get this economy up and working again.
No, absolutely. So we've implemented a contingency plan as of the start of business this morning. And essentially our plan has been to deliver a train service to passengers, particularly over the morning and the afternoon peak periods. We're pleased to advise that the trains operated at 15-minute intervals throughout the morning and this afternoon peak periods. This is as opposed to every 30 minutes, as we initially advised.
Is it a sustainable plan? I mean, how long can a contingency plan like this withstand, commuters back up and at work again?
Yeah, so that's a fair question. The contingency plan seems to be working for now. It's obviously not a longer-term plan, so we would like to return to the table to resume negotiations, but NUMSA must be prepared to consider the counter-demands by the company as well, and to negotiate in good faith. To date, NUMSA has not been willing to do so.
Okay. At what cost do these contingency plans come at, Kesige?
So it's our standard operating costs in terms of, salaries, etc. We did incur some additional costs in terms of security, which we had to implement across the system. The safety of our passengers is quite important, so we wouldn't want to compromise that at any point in time. So we have procured additional security services across the system. So that obviously came at an additional cost.
Okay, but in terms of managing to get the system up and running on a sustainable basis from here on out, where to next? Because like you say, NUMSA not willing to revise what its demands are. You're unable to afford what they're asking for. So where to next?
So, obviously we would have to at some point in time return to the table. I think both parties need to hear both perspectives. As a company, we have been willing to go back to the table. And like I've been saying, NUMSA needs to relook at what its demands are and also be willing to consider the counter demands from the company. Unfortunately, to date, they've not been willing to do that. For that reason, negotiations deadlocked. And I must add, when negotiations deadlocked, we referred the matter to the CCMA. Mm-hmm. We wanted to get assistance from the CCMA to basically broker a deal or an agreement. But unfortunately, NUMSA didn't attend. And if they were as eager to reach an agreement as they say they were, then this would have been an ideal opportunity for them to attend the session with the CCMA.
All of this, Kesige, as you announce your extended operating hours, to what extent does this throw a spanner in the works for some of those plans?
Yes, it is quite unfortunate. I mean, we initially announced that the headways would be at 12 minutes during the peak periods. But as I said, we currently operating headways at 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. So in terms of time and what that means to a passenger, it means an additional 3 minute waiting time.
Well, hopefully, Kesegi, you managed to find some resolve sooner rather than later. That was Kesegi Nayaga, who's spokesperson for the Gautrain.